Welcome back, welcome back. I hope you had a good holiday and are ready to get back into it.
Sure am, Chief.
Well, as you know, last year was not the best for us here at the Wallet Inspection Agency. I've been getting a lot of pressure from the Chief of Police and the Lord Mayor telling me to either raise our community value or lower our budget, so...
What's a community value?
It's how important we are to the community. Apparently, at the moment, the general public have no idea what we do here in the department.
Wait, are we an agency or a department?
Well, that's exactly the sort of thing we need to make clear to the public. They have no idea who we are or what we do.
They can't figure out what a wallet inspector does.
Yeah, it sounds pretty self-explanatory.
I know. That's exactly what I said to them. But they have suggested that if we can't get the public to care about what we do, they might shut us down.
What?
Jeez.
So, I've been thinking, to get a bit of interest going, maybe we could start taping our investigations secretly and then turn them into a podcast.
Wait, isn't that illegal? Don't we have to, like, get their permissions or something?
Look, I'm sick of saying this. We work for the government. Nothing we do is illegal.
Cool, what's a podcast?
It's like a radio show, except nobody gets paid.
Ah, so that's why all these microphones are here.
Yes.
Well, I thought they were from ASIO.
No, these are my microphones.
Oh, yuck!
So, do either of you know somebody interesting we could investigate?
I could try Rod Nordland.
Who's that?
He's a journalist and author. He won a heap of awards, including a Pulitzer Prize. His latest book has been translated into a dozen different languages, and he currently works as the Kabul Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Kabul being the capital of Afghanistan.
I know what the capital of Afghanistan is. Don't you think he's a bit intense for us? Like, it's just a routine wallet inspection.
Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted interesting people.
You're right. No, it's good. Let's get him on the line.
The following stories are true. None of the names have been changed. These are the files of the Wallet Inspectors.
Hi, Mr. Nordland. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks.
Well, let's get started. I'm going to hand you over to Deputy Inspector Luke Gold, who is our sketch artist, and he's going to ask you a couple of questions about what your wallet looks like.
Yeah, thanks, Rod.
Okay.
We'll kick off with an easy one. What shape is your wallet?
It's rectangular, trifold.
Ah, beautiful. The trifold, a classic. Good stuff. What's it made of? Is it a leather or...?
It's made of Italian calfskin, and it was handmade in Rome at a little shop I found years ago.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. What color is that?
It's sort of dark tan.
Beautiful. Is there any...
Verging toward reddishness.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen a catskin wallet.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I think it's pretty common, actually, in wallets, isn't it? It's because it's quite thin leather, so you can get a lot... It's trifolded, so you've got three compartments that fold.
Oh, wonderful. Rod, we might be discovering that you probably know more about wallets than the wallet inspectors. So, interesting. We've already learned something about you, Rod. And us.
Yeah, because I've always assumed you don't get this kind of thin, really thin leather unless it's catskin.
Oh, fair enough.
I could be wrong about it. I have not actually looked into it. But I know that the guy that made this, anyway, said it was catskin.
Oh, wonderful.
Charging me so much money.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. And well, that's a pretty distinguishing feature to begin with, but I guess maybe not. What color would the inlay be?
You mean like the lining?
Yeah.
The lining is cloth. It's kind of a striped pattern. Almost looks like paisley pattern, but it's not. It's just this stripey thing.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, that's a very illustrative way of getting to a wallet. That sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we've got a pretty good idea of what we're dealing with there.
Even has my initials stamped in it. I just realized I'd forgotten that.
Oh, that's cool. Where are they?
They're on, it's a trifold wallet, which means it opens up in half, and then another piece of it folds out to make a third part. So it's on that third part, which is actually a credit card holder.
Did you ask for the embroidery of your initials, or was that just a happy coincidence?
You know, I think he just offered, and I don't really recall, to tell you the truth. I've had this wallet now for probably 10, 15 years.
Oh, nice. Wow. Very cool. So you've had it for a while then. Is there any reason why you found it difficult to get a new one, or is there just you just really like this wallet?
Well, it's only the second wallet I've had in my entire life. So, That's cool. The previous one, I think I probably had 20 years.
Right.
Or maybe, yeah.
So you look after things.
Yeah, I'm just used to it. You know, it does the job that I need, and I don't see any reason to replace it.
Yeah,
fair enough.
So you've had the wallet itself for around 10, 15 years. Is there anything inside your wallet that you could pinpoint as something you've had in there the longest?
Yeah, probably. Well, no. I guess that does change occasionally. The thing I've had longest, probably my U.S. driver's license, except that's, I guess I just renewed that last year, so that's not even that long. You know, actually, probably it's my National Press Club card.
Oh, okay.
From the National Press Club in Washington, because that actually has stickers on it for each of the years that I've been a member there, so it goes back to 2003.
That's really
That's fascinating.
So do they send you those stickers again when you pay your dues? I'm assuming each year.
Yeah, or? every time you pay your dues, they send you a sticker, and it's kind of nice because each sticker is a different color. So the card is like plastered with stickers from quite a few years.
That's cool. And was that, we don't really know here, is that something you're invited to, or did you sign up to join?
I signed up to join. You have to be a journalist.
Yep.
And a working journalist. And I guess there's maybe some other categories too. But yeah, no, it's a great club. And whenever I'm in Washington, I go there. They have a gym, and they have a great bar, and and also a terrific series of programs and all.
Oh, wonderful.
So I go there whenever I can.
So we obviously know that you're a pretty distinguished writer, and you've traveled the world covering for the New York Times. Is there anything inside your wallet that you keep as a souvenir to remind you of any places that you've traveled?
No, actually, the souvenirs I have, I keep in my shoulder bag. So
maybe we should be the shoulder bag inspectors.
Yeah, like I have a casino chip from Monte Carlo from a very bad night of gambling. But, I did used to keep that in my wallet, but it was a bit too big, and it sort of looked like a condom, you know.
So
didn't want to give anybody that impression.
What's the story behind the poker chip, if you don't mind us asking?
Very foolishly, I went to the Monte Carlo casino and one night and played blackjack, which I thought I played pretty well. I mean, I do know how to play blackjack. And I just, you know, turned into a dirtbag gambler and lost $22,000 in a night. Or was it $22,000, you know, I forget. Was it francs or dollars? Anyway, for me at the time, which was 20 years ago, it was a very large sum of money. I realized that my big mistake had been drinking because, you know, casinos do that. They ply drink.
Of course.
So I stopped drinking. I kept gambling until like 9 in the morning to try to win back my losses because they were all like, basically, I tapped out all my credit cards. Yeah. And I actually recovered all my losses except for and ended up with like a one franc chip left. Right. So I thought I would pocket that chip and let it remind me that I'm an addictive personality and I should avoid casinos forever.
That is awesome. And that is – and what – so you basically discovered you had maybe a bit of an addictive personality that night, but you dealt with it and even reformed from it by giving yourself a reminder to maybe not do that again.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fascinating, man.
So you're in Kabul at the moment. Is there
– I am.
Is there any aspect of that in your wallet that's going to remind you of your time in Kabul?
Well, yeah, there's I have my Afghan press card is there from the Ministry of Foreign Relations.
Yep.
And also my New York Times press card from our bureau here in Kabul.
Yeah.
And that especially I often have to pull out. It's interesting, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs official press card, most people at checkpoints look at it and scoff at it because it just it's not very well made.
Right.
And then there's my official New York Times press card from the New York Times headquarters in New York. And that looks like some 7-year-old made it in his garage. It's such poor quality that nobody takes it seriously.
It's actually got
an electronic chip embedded in it that will get you into the New York Times building. And you can buy things in the canteen with it. But it actually doesn't look like it's real. So we produce our own press cards in most of the bureaus so that we have something that looks official and I have mine that we've actually colored a dark blue so it looks sort of to illiterate policemen, which is most of them here. It looks like it's a UN card and then they're more likely to let us pass without any hassle.
Right.
Wow.
Those are the only things. That's the only thing I really have in my wallet. Those two press cards that pertain to Afghanistan.
So that's basically how you survived through Kabul. Just sort of lastly about your time in Kabul. How long have you been there?
Going on 6 years now. Wow. It'll be finishing my tour actually at the end of December. So at that point, it'll be 5 years and 9 months.
Goodness.
And are you happy to go home?
Well, I'm not going to be going home. I'll be going, I'll still be working abroad.
Yeah, right.
I'll be based in London and I'll travel.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've spent a lot of time here. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, although I imagine I'll be back. I've been in Afghanistan in every epoch since the Soviet invasion in 1978.
Wow.
You know, at least for short trips. And I'm sure that'll happen again when the Taliban take over next year.
That's right. Well,
goodness me.
I think that basically brings us to the end of the investigation of the wallet, but just the beginning of the investigation of Rod Nordland.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rod.
Well, I left out the most important thing in my wallet, actually.
What's that?
Geez.
A folded $100 bill that I always keep there for those days when I run out of money or cash and need $100 suddenly. This used to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now there are a lot of countries where that won't even get you a taxi from the airport. But, I still keep it there. And every once in a while it comes in handy.
Oh, how long is that? Is it that specific $100 note or have you had that for a long time?
No, because once every few months I find myself in a position where I need some money.
So, fair enough. Yeah, need a taxi.
But I do forget it's there regularly. I just remembered now when I opened it.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you very much. Okay. We'll let you go now.
You're welcome. Okay.
So thank you. And that's goodbye from us.
Thanks so much,
thanks so much, Rod.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Great. Glad to do it. Okay.
See you.
Bye.
Well, I think that was pretty interesting.
Do you think people will like it?
They need to. Otherwise, we're going to get shut down and then there's no more wallet inspections for anybody.
I don't know about you guys, but outside of inspecting wallets, I don't have that many skills.
Well, let's make sure it's a success then.
Okay, so how do we do that? Like, how do we get people to tune in?
I don't know. You could tell your friends or maybe give us a rating on iTunes or something.
Are we on iTunes?
Well, you could put us on iTunes and then give us a rating.
Can do, Chief.
Oh, should I do like a, hey, this is episode one. If you like us, follow us on social media or rate us on iTunes and tell your mates. The Wallet Inspectors, available on all good podcast applications.
Nah. The Wallet Inspectors was created by Alex Jones, Luke Gold, and Michael Vilkins. Original concept by Alex Jones. This episode of The Wallet Inspectors was written and produced by Michael Vilkins, starring Alex Jones, Luke Gold, and Michael Vilkins, with special guest Rod Nordland. If you liked this episode of The Wallet Inspectors, give us a review on iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Dismissed.